Hey everybody, this is Ebony. I'm back with another episode. And this episode, I had a hard time picking that's what took me so long. Then my neighbors was yelling outside and it was just been a lot going on. But I have to tend to my normal life, you know, outside of my business and work, you know. So just been getting real busy here lately. But the night is peaceful, everything winding down and stuff. But this episode is entitled If Money Was Not an Issue, Could Your Significant Other Stay at Home? I asked this question on May the 29th. And I think a lot of times when I say stay at home, people think I literally mean stay at home. Don't do nothing. Take naps all day. The stay at home term, when I say it, I mean as far as your significant other not having to go clock in and work 40 hours for somebody, money not being an issue with your significant other have to work. In my opinion, I feel like everybody, because it's funny that people act like, no, I wouldn't want to work, I wouldn't want to stay at home, but we complain about our job so much. It's crazy that people act like they'll be bored without a job. You know how much life and how much stuff we do outside of going to work every day. It's just we so accustomed to getting up, going to work every day. We think that without a job, we wouldn't have anything to do. What about all that stuff you take our work to do? You know what I mean? Like, don't you take our work to go on vacation? Don't you take our work to go to the doctor and the dentist? And you know what I'm saying? So our life is filled. We're filling in that time because people, so just like I said, we so programmed and accustomed to going to work. We be so quick to say, oh, no, I can't not work. I be bored. Then on the flip side, you will turn around and say, you don't feel like going to work today, or I wish I had a job that paid me $300 or $400 or $100 an hour, so I can only work 1 or 2 hours. You know, I be seeing all kind of little memes floating around. So you gotta make up your mind. Either you wanna work till you die, or you don't. Cause by the time we retire, and I had met with a financial advisor, and I told him, I said, hold on, I said, it's a setup. I said, these people be having these millions of dollars saved up. I said, then soon as they retire, they die. I said, that's a setup. We don't even get to. I said, it's like we work our whole life to be able not to work at some point. And if we was barely making ends meet when we was working, we hope that our house, which is our biggest expense other than our car, we work all this time in hopes that by the time we get to the point where we're about to retire, we hope that our house and our bigger expenses paid off, and we hope that our children be gone by the time we retire. By the time the average lifespan is about, your health is your wealth. Yeah, the average lifespan, like 70 at the most. Anything past 70, you blessed. Why the hell they didn't move the retirement age? I'm telling y'all, this shit is so bogus to me when I sit around and think about it. That's why I'm trying to make I got a 15-year plan, and I just had a birthday, so now it's a 14-year plan. Cause I'm not working till I die. Not for nobody else. Like, that just ain't for me. That just not my thing. And I'm making arrangements to where, because a lady told me the other day, she worked with me and she was about to retire or whatever. And then she was like, oh, I'm finna retire. I was like, oh, really? I just had a birthday. You know, I just turned 35. You know, whatever. Then she was like, wow, I'm glad because you so young. She said, but I feel sorry for you because you got so many more years to work. And I started laughing. Both of us was laughing. I'm laughing for a totally different reason from where she laughed, because she thinking in her mind, oh, she got 35 more years to work. And I'm thinking in my mind, man, please. But you know, like, you know how when you have big dreams and goals, you really got to keep that stuff to yourself, because the society we living in, look at how long we've been doing the same thing at our parents been doing. Like, when you start talking about doing something other than the norm, people act like you crazy. But in the same breath, the person, they got a device that they using. Somebody told Steve Jobs he was crazy. Somebody said something about Bill Gates. You see what I'm saying? So even Mr. Amazon, I can't think of his name and I don't want to say it wrong. But, you know, people told, especially the man who did Amazon, because the internet wasn't even popping like it is now. Back then, look how long it took that man to really go up with his Amazon thing. Redbox, do y'all know Blockbuster? Redbox had approached Blockbuster with the idea. Blockbuster laughed in Redbox's face. Because they thinking, oh, no, we went from VHSs to DVDs. We good. We going to be in business. What you talking about? Ain't nobody going to fuck with that. Ain't nobody going to mess with no Redbox. I don't know what no Blockbusters is that's still open. So, you know, that's just a testament to let people call you crazy. Let them say what they want. You can change your life. Your whole life can change in a year's time. So whatever dreams or goals you got, stay focused on them and stay working on them. It take a long time to make a lot of money. Don't let these people fool you. And the quicker you get something, the quicker it can fade away. So take your time and work. And don't beat hard work, I promise you. Don't then beat it. Talent don't even beat hard work. But if money wasn't let me turn this girl off, cause I don't even know who this is. Cause if it ain't Summer Walker, if it ain't, but yeah, that y'all if money wasn't an issue, could your significant other stay at home? And I don't mean literally stay at home, sing Indian style in front of the TV and Twinkies. That's not what I'm talking about. I got a lot of answers on this question. I take vacations. I travel because I want an RV and I want a boat. So, I have my RV. I ride around in it. And I travel somewhere far, but make stops on the way there. What else I do? I definitely be in my boat. Ooh, I be in that boat. Let's see what else I do. I volunteer places, probably. I donate stuff. Volunteer. I even volunteer on holidays. What else I do? I do a lot. I really be working on my business, though, and building my business up. Like, if I was married to, like, an engineer or something, and I ain't have to work. I was married to a doctor, and I ain't really have to work. I'd be at home. I'd homeschool my children. I'd take them to the library and take them on field trips and stuff. That'll be perfect. Because I already got, I homeschooled my nephew too with my children. Yeah, I already got it planned out. But yeah, think about that. If money wasn't an issue, if money wasn't an issue, how would you provide for your family? How would you lead your family? Where would they go? What would you be doing for them if money really wasn't an issue? And if money is an issue right now, get to a place where it isn't. You know what you need to do. What you should be doing and what you shouldn't be doing. Like, you know, we have all the answers within us. It's just we have to take the initiative, you know, just do what you need to do. You know what you need. You know what you don't need. You know what you need to do. You know what you shouldn't be doing. You know what you want. You know what you don't want. All the answers are within you. Whatever you want your life to be, you create it. Whatever you want, you make it happen. But that's it for this episode. What if money wasn't an issue? What would you do if money wasn't an issue? Bye.